Mike Cohen speaking. Can I help you?
Yes. Hi, Mike. My name is Barbara, and I just found your website, and it looks really, really interesting. I just reading it, I really resonated to a lot of what was on there, and so I'm just calling. It said to call to get more information, so I'm calling to hear a little more about the program.
Oh, well, thanks for calling. I'm glad you're able to do that. A lot of folks just use the email, but if you're really interested, people who call usually find out exactly what they're looking for and see whether this is it. The program is pretty much, we try to explain it on the website, but its basics are people have had experiences in nature which they've liked or had some meaning to them. I take it that you've done that as well. And they recognize that the natural world, the earth or nature, is not literate. It's non-literate, doesn't speak English or Greek or doesn't know how to use the telephone, doesn't even know how to use Skype. And yet it somehow communicates at a global level, on a local level, and produces what we can call the perfection or the balance of nature. And it's been doing this for the eons before humanity showed up. And it doesn't have the problems that we have. It doesn't produce them. And in addition, it has restorative, self-correcting kinds of values which produce optimums of life and cooperation and diversity. And we, as part of nature, inherit that. And we can experience it in what's called, sometimes called the old brain or the horse brain. And it's a way of going into nature and only knowing it without the words, without the language. It's like you can be thirsty and still not know the word thirst, but you'll still sense it. And so there are 53 natural senses that we find that operate, that we inherit, and we barely use 5 of them. And the other aspect of ourselves is fact that we're illiterate and that we spend most of our time learning to be literate, thinking in ways of being literate, and communicating in ways of being literate, such as theoretically I'm doing now, if you understand all this.
Yes.
Does it make sense?
It does.
Yeah.
It does.
So what this does is recognize, our work recognizes, that the story world that we invent through literacy is not connected to the way nature works. We make up stories, and as a matter of fact, some of the stories we make up, for the most part, are to exploit nature, to make a profit from it, to conquer it. And by our thinking being filled with these stories and not being filled with these natural senses, we go on our merry way and have been conquering the world, the natural world, and we are suffering from it environmentally, and it's the natural world not only around us that we call nature or a natural environment, it's exactly the same thing as the natural world within us, because the two are identical, and biologically and psychologically. And so we have this conflict in our mind between the story world that we think with and these senses that are repressed. We sometimes call them the subconscious, but they don't come into play, and they're sitting there frustrated in us, and the frustration causes discomfort and aggravation and disorders because they're not getting fulfilled in a good way, so they produce problems. They get attached instead of to a local oak tree, they get attached to an automobile and the pollution and the money needed for it, etc. So basically what this work does is as you go into a natural area and find the attractions there, which are these natural senses, senses of the sound of the wind or different colors, bird songs, whatever is attractive there, and recognize that that's active and that you're connecting with it. And they, in turn are connected to other senses. So we turn on this horse brain and let it speak, and let it speak in its own sensory way, and use activities that strengthen that. And so you end up from doing these activities with two stories. The one that we're born into in industrial society, which is literate and is disconnected from nature and even thinks connecting with nature is something that we shouldn't do. It's savage or it's pagan or whatever. And we have the old brain bringing the stories in, or these senses in, and so you can make sense of those as ways of strengthening and talking from them. So that's really what this is about, is bringing the two together into consciousness so you can choose from each and you like balance each other off. And that even happens when you're sleeping. So all of these qualities of nature that you find in a natural setting are also qualities that start working in your psyche because you have nature whole in the literate and the non-literate part of your mentality. That's what this is all about, really. And if you've had a good experience in nature, you at least know that it works, because we have people take a walk 15 minutes in a quiet walk in a natural area, all of a sudden their whole psyche changes. Their feeling about themselves, about the world, about the questions they're working with, all that seems to dissolve. If we had a pill that could do that, so we could make a billion. What this work does is it gives you activities which allow you to do that anytime you want to, because it's all built in. You just have to turn it on by making contact with nature and knowing an activity that'll work for you. And you get that from the experience of doing this on the courses.
Wow. This is really inspiring. What you're saying is that that we have nature inside of us still intact. Is that right?
It is to an extent, a large extent, but actually some of these senses, if they're not exercised at an early age, they either subdue or they actually die. They disappear. There are senses, certain senses of magnetism, certain senses of direction.
Oh, yes.
And people can't recover them.
Oh, really?
In our groups, when you do this in a group, other people who have them recovered, they can respond to them, and maybe if they're reasonable to you, then you still integrate them, but you don't integrate them through that sense. But for the most part, out of the 53 natural senses, most of us have at least 40 of them going.
Mm-hmm. That's really interesting. So, so it sounded like there's different programs, or one program, but different.
You start off with the orientation course.
Okay.
It takes about 9 weeks, about 4 hours a week, and up to this point, between what we've talked about, what you read on the website, you've read the driver's manual. On the orientation course, you'll drive 15 times doing the activities. You have the whole thing. And you'll know at the end of that how it worked for you, how you saw it working for other people, what value you could place on it for yourself, either personally or with respect to your livelihood. And you can see how that's working for others as well. And if you want to go on, you can take the next course. And if you keep taking courses, you get a master's or a doctoral degree, or get certified at certain levels for it. Those are all just labels you put on the process as you learn more about it. There's about 160 different activities that you end up with having a working knowledge of.
Okay. Wow, this sounds great. I'm really interested in this.
Well, we have a course starting next Wednesday, and if you want to get on that one, just email me your postal address and telephone number, and then I'll have your email, and I'll send the books out to you, and you'll have plenty of time to use them by the time the course starts.
Okay. Sounds great.
Okay. Great. Well, look forward to hearing from you. And then if you've got any questions, you can email me or get back online with me.
Okay, great. Thank you so much.
Okay, take care now.
All right, thanks a lot. You too.
Look forward to working with you.
Okay, thanks, Mike. Bye-bye.
Bye.